Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Finance Department declares 30th of March as transaction day for the state treasuries and banks in the state. Various districts announce conduct of medical examination for polling personnel seeking exemption from election duty. Deputy Commissioner's office in Perin headquarters temporarily shifts to ATC office Perin Town. And Dimapur DC conducts first phase training for presiding officers and first polling officers at Dimapur Government College. Now the news in detail. To enable clearance of government bills during March 2024, Nagaland Finance Department has declared this Saturday, the 30th of March, which is a known transaction day, as transaction day for both state treasuries and banks in the state. Deputy commissioners, who are also the district election officers of various districts, have announced the constitution of medical boards and notified conduct of medical examination for polling personnel who are seeking exemption from election duty or have applied for leave. For Wokha District, the medical board will conduct examination of applicants tomorrow at Dr. Modzo Memorial District Hospital, Wokha. It has been informed that there will be only one sitting of the medical board, during which the applicants must appear in person before the board. Peck District Medical Board will hold a medical examination on April 3 at the office complex of the DC. Meanwhile, Mukukchung DC, Tsovise Pochi informed all polling personnel and grade 4 staff, MTS, requisitioned for election duty that the District Medical Board will conduct medical examination of applicants on 1st April at a planning hall of the District Planning Officer, Mukukchung. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Beren, Vinit Kumar, has informed that the Deputy Commissioner's office in Beren headquarters has temporarily shifted to ADC office, Beren Town, to ensure smooth conduct of the Lok Sabha election 2024. Deputy Commissioner also informed that the office will shift back to Beren headquarters from 22nd April 2024. Deputy Commissioner's office, Dimapur, today organized the first phase training for presiding officers and first polling officers. The training was held at Dimapur Government College for officers from Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland. DC Dimapur, Dr. Dino Jongshi Chang, said that election officials are taking proactive measures to equip presiding officers and first polling officers with the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively manage polling stations and uphold the integrity of the electoral process during the Lok Sabha elections in 2024. He also expressed his appreciation to the female officials for the efforts despite having families to look after and wished all the best to the trainees. Speaking during the training, ADC and ARO Dimapur 1, Malo Humzoi, encouraged the trainees to seek assistance from the master trainers whenever required. Key topics covered during the training session included setting up EVMs, mock poll, procedures for sealing EVMs and VVPAT machines, and sequence of events during polling. More than 256 female and 940 male presiding officers and first polling officers participated in the training. In view of the upcoming general election to the Lok Sabha 2024, Twensang DC today held a coordination meeting with sector officers and sector commanders at DC's conference hall, Twensang. During the meeting, Deputy Commissioner A.S. Benton Kitan highlighted the duties and responsibilities of the sector officers and sector commanders. He informed them to coordinate and cooperate with each other. The DC further urged them to physically visit their respective polling stations. Twensang Superintendent of Police Kanchan Kumar Kantpal briefed about the security arrangements and preparedness for the conduct of the general election. President Draupadi Murmu today accepted credentials from the envoys of five nations at a ceremony held at Rastra Padipawan. The envoys are Ambassador of Philippines Josel Francisco Ignacio, Ambassador of Uzbekistan, Sardor Rustampeur, Ambassador of Belarus, Mikhail Kasko, High Commissioner of Kenya, Peter Maina Muniri, and Ambassador of Georgia, Vaktang Josevili. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The first randomization of EVMs and VVPATs for upcoming general election to the 18th Lok Sabha was conducted by the Office of the Additional Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer, Pugupato, yesterday. Representatives from recognized political parties, including Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party and Indian National Congress, witnessed the exercise in the presence of ADC and DEO Pugupato. The second randomization will be conducted on 3rd April 2024 in Kohima. Moon Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Verma has urged all heads of offices in the district to be well prepared and to effectively discharge their duties for successful conduct of the forthcoming general election to the Lok Sabha. The Deputy Commissioner, who is also the Vice Chairman, Moon, was speaking at the Moon District Planning and Development Board meeting yesterday. During the meeting, District Planning Officer V. Arun Sema highlighted in the House about the high-level district development review for all development projects estimated above 1 crore rupees in the district. Beren Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Vinit Kumar has directed all the village council, Gampura, town council and ward authorities to ensure free and fair conduct of election and for all eligible voters. The order was issued in pursuance to the letter from Commissioner and Returning Officer, Nagaland Parliamentary Constituency. The DC directed the village, town and ward authorities to ensure that all eligible voters are able to cast their votes without fear or intimidation in all polling stations under their respective jurisdiction. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chowdhury has said that Balakot-like operations have shown that given the political will, aerospace power can be effectively carried out beyond enemy lines. Chowdhury said this in his inaugural address at the 15th Jumbo Majumdar International Seminar on Aerospace Power and in Future Conflicts in New Delhi today. He said militarization and weaponization of space has become an inevitable reality as nations increasingly rely on space-based assets for building strategic advantage. He said air and space control, along with denial capabilities, will prove to be decisive for furtherance of all operations. The Air Chief highlighted blockchain and artificial intelligence could make existing weapons and inventories redundant. He said to be able to fight in such an environment, there is a need to reimagine, realign and reform. The Election Commission is leveraging technology with 27 IT apps and systems during the elections. The use of technology through apps and portals has made the process easier for candidates, people as well as for officials who are closely monitoring the electoral process. A report says that through online Suvita portal, candidates are filing nominations and affidavit. Candidates are also using the portal to seek permissions for meetings and rallies. It also ensures a level playing field, first in, first out. Through Voter Helpline app, VHA, people can apply forms online, view polling booth details, and download e-Epic election photo identity card. C-Vigil app is used for recording, reporting, and resolving violations. Home Guards and Civil Defence Department, along with the State Disaster Response Force, MORN, today conducted training on disaster management for students and staff of Government Higher Secondary School, MORN. During the training, personnel of Home Guards and Civil Defence and State Disaster Response Force, led by Lipuk Sashi Iyer, demonstrated on CPR, bandaging an emergency method of rescuing under the supervision of Company Commander Lichimse Sangdam. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Finance Department declares 30th of March as transaction day for state treasuries and banks in the state. Various districts announced conduct of medical examination for polling personnel seeking exemption from election duty. Deputy Commissioner's office in Perrin Headquarter temporarily shifts to ADC office, Perrin Down. in Dimapur DC conducts first phase training for presiding officers and first polling officers at Dimapur Government College. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.